We're learning Masechta Ksuvos Daf Peches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on the bottom Peches Amud Aleph. And our Mishnah ended off with some cryptic words. It says, "If Shimon Omer calls Manchi Tavas Ksubasa, Hayars Mishpiyam Oisa, Vim Ena Tavas Ksubasa, Ena Yars Mishpiyam Oisa." It says, if she's asking for Ksuba, she has to swear. If not, she doesn't have to swear. What's this going on? So we're going to have a few different Pshatim until we finally reach the correct Pshat. Rav Shimon Ahe, what's Rav Shimon going on? Omer Rav Yirmiya, aha, it's going on this. It says, "Menefraas Shloi Befanov." It says in our Mishnah that if you go and collecting from the husband's estate when he's not home, the halacha is you only collect with a shvuah. And the when I'm pshat in the Mishnah is loishnol mezoynev, loishnol ksuba. There's two things you could be collecting for. One is mezoynev because her husband away, not supporting her anymore, so you need support. So you have to go down, turn to the chasam, and take it. And also, let's say the divorce, then he disappears. Also, you would collect from his property, shloi b'fanav. So lo yishlam v'zayim so ksuba, you'll collect with a shvua. V'asher Rav Shimon l'meimar, no. Kol zman shetavas ksubasa yarshim mashpia moisa. If she's asking for a ksuba, then the yarshim make her swear. Which means, basically he's saying is, you only collect the ksuba shloi b'fanav. Ein tavas ksubasa, and she's asking for a mezaynis, ein yarshim mashpia moisa, you don't make her swear. Now the question is, what's the Yarshim talking about? We're not talking about Yarshim. He's alive. But tomorrow we'll ask that kasha. But upon right now we think like this, that the Tanakhama says you collect sort of fun of Sai Mezoinis and Sai Ksuba. But the Rav Shimon says, no, only Ksuba do you collect, not Mezoinis. And what's that machlokes? They don't take from his property. They don't sell his property without his permission. For Kamifik, you plucked the Chanam, they can't go. No, you don't collect, no, you get. You don't get make a shvua. What? You don't get without a shvua. It's easier to get mezaynus. Easier to get mezaynus. You don't make a shvua. That's what it means. But kamifik put the chanan of bnei kahanim gedalim. It's finally machlokes. Tomorrow is explaining machlokes. It's not listen to Mishnah. Mishu alchav b'nasiyam. We had it before. You get mezaynus. Tanan mishu alchav b'nasiyam. The issue tavas mezaynus. Ask mezaynus. Chanan amar to shava v'soyf leit to shava chila. You don't have to make a shvua now that my husband did not leave me anything. You don't have to make a shvua like that. You just get the mezaynus and you swear b'soyf when you collect the ksuba. Then they can include it then if they want. And you never get any extra money because now we'll deduct it from your ksuba. So chanan amar to shava b'soyf, which means when you collect the ksuba leit to shava chila. And I skip along and start again. You make a shua now when you collect the mezaynus or v'soif. So Rav Shimon, who says you only make a shua by ksuba, is kachanan. Rabbanon, say you make a shua, side beginning, side end. So it means Tanakhama is loishnom mezaynus, loishnom ksuba. You have to make a shua. And Rav Shimon knows, no, only for ksuba you have to make a shua of mezaynus you can collect without a shua. Maskul of Rav Shesh, I don't like this pshat. Why not? Because Ha Yarshim Mashpiyin Oisa, it's not Yarshim, Bezna Mashpiyin Oisa, Mabayalei. It's not Yarshim, there are no Yarshim here. The guy's alive. So, and the kids don't own the property. You're collecting from the father's estate when the father's alive. So it's Bezdin who makes her swear. And that's the Machlaikas if Bezdin has to make him swear. So the words Yarshim don't stim. So it can't be Rav Shim is referring to that part of the Mishnah and arguing that part of the Tanakhama. He comes back eventually. I'm saying he comes back eventually, but not negated that he came back in that. It's not the point. The point is when he's away, if they're married, he's still mechuyev in the mezaynus. He's alive, he's still mechuyev in the mezaynus for the wife. How do you collect it? So one man says you collect it now. Stop. You take his property, you sell it, you give her mezaynus. Maybe he already gave her on the side, gave her cash and said go buy mezaynus. We don't know, but we're not making him make a shvua on that. Mashenik, all the man says make a shvua right now that she didn't get any money for that. But he was saying our Mishnah can't be arguing that because our Mishnah uses Lashon Yarshim, and Yarshim means when the father is not alive. And in this case, the father is alive. So it can't be going on that. Elon Rav Sheish Zaha. It says at the end of the Mishnah before that, the daf before that, Holchom Akeva Baila Lebes Avia. She left from the Levaya straight back to her own house, or she went back to her own house, means her father's house, or back to her husband's house, but she's not going to be busy with the financial stuff anymore. But Lenas Apachopia, ain't a Yarshim Ashpia Noisa. The Yarshim can't make her swear. Because we're going on a case where he made the husband said that you can't be Mashpia her for when on his Nechasim. The Im Nasis Apachopia, but now if she comes to Apachopia now after the death of the husband and he is running the Yarshim's financial matters, Yarshim Ashpia Noisa, Allah Asid. Love on everything that happens from now on, because now it's the Yarshim's properties, and that there was no dispensation to the Shua. But you don't make her swear on what happened before. That's what Tanakhama says the first Mishnah. Now this Rav Shimon, who's on the next Mishnah, is going back on that Mishnah. Rav Shimon Lameimar calls Man Shetavas Ksubasa Yarshim Mashbiyin Oisa. Which means that when the wife becomes apotropis, you don't make her make a shvua. And we'll see in a second. We'll explain in a second as we see what the machlekes says. Kamifkei plukta the avashal v'rabbanon. The talent of the Mishnah. Apotropis sheminu avi yisaimim. If the father is the one who made her apotropis on the yisaimim's financial matters after he dies, the halacha is yeshava. You can make her swear. But minu bezdin lo yeshava. Tanakama holds that there's two types of apotropis. Apotropis that was appointed by the father, that was part of his last will, and or bezdin made the apotropis, made the wife the apotropis. So, or not even the wife, any person apotropis. So, according to the Tanakama, if the father makes you an apotropis, then you have to make a shvua. But if Bezdin makes you an apotropis, don't make a shvua. Why not? What's the chilek? So Rashi explains, the Tanakama holds that if you're going to make him make a shvua, he's not going to want to run. He says, what am I doing this for? I don't want to do this. If you make him make a shvua, I don't want to do this. But for the father, you're going to do it anyway. Because if not that the father did you a favor, let's just talk about apotropis here. If not that the father did you a favor, you wouldn't do it. So you'll do it anyway, even if you have to make a shvua. Avashal says the opposite. I'm talking about Dvarim. Minu Bezdin Yeshavi, make a shua. Why? Because that alone, that Bezdin trusted you to be the apotropis, gives you a lot of hana and makes you feel very good, and you don't care, you have to swear. But Minu Aviyasayim lo Yeshava. But if the Aviyasayim made you, appointed you, then you don't have to make a shua. So Shimon holds Kavashal holds that if the Aviyasayim pointed her as the apotropis, that was the case over here, then she doesn't have to make a shua. So that's what he's arguing. He's saying, if she's asking for a ksuba, so then, good, she has to make a shvua. But stamazoy, shvua is apotropis, you don't make on the isha. Ain't it tefas tu, we don't make on the isha. He's saying like Abashal, that if the father makes her into the apotropis, she does not have to make a shvua. So that's what Shimon's saying. Tanakama says a whole thing that you can make her make a shvua. But he says no. Rav Shimon says no, that there's no such thing as making the apotropis that the father appointed, and here the father appointed her as the apotropis, no such thing as making her make a shua, and therefore only if she's collecting the ksuba does she make a shua, but not if she's apotropis. Rav Shimon kavashav rabbanon karabbanon. So Masklo Abaya, I don't like this pshat either, Abaya says. Masklo Abaya, haikals man shu tevas ksuba im tevas abayle. Galoshin calls man, sounds like Rav Shimon is being machmir. Calls man, every time you collect the ksuba, that's Lashon. If it's just Lashon or Kula, say, Im Tavas Ksuba, good. If not. What's Kozman sounds like he's being Machmir. And Lafita's Pshat, he's being Mekel. And that's what I was like this Pshat. Now, this Kasha, you could have asked before also. Before also, we were saying that Rav Shimon's Mekel and saying that by Mezoinis, you don't have to make a Shua, only by Ksuba. So they also could have asked the Kasha, should have said Im, not Kozman. Could have asked the same exact question before. Talmud the Rashi speaks that out. You could have asked the same kasha before, but you had a better kasha before. Lashon Yarshim didn't stim. It was a better kasha. But on this, I was saying, it fits the Lashon Yarshim, but here we're saying that Rav Shimon is being makel and saying the apotropis, if she's apotropis, doesn't have to swear, only if she has a collecting a suba, it just say im, not kozmat. So where has to go next pshat? Elam Abaya, pshat is like this. Aha. It says in the Mishnah, kasha of law, neder v'shvua ein li alayich. If he writes to her, neder v'shvua ein li alayich, that I don't have a right to make you swear. The halacha is ein yachal ashbia. And it says if you add on more l'shainis, the halacha is neder v'shvua ein li v'lo l'yarshi v'lo l'bam v'shusi. If I say I'm not going to make you make a shvua, not my yarshim not going to make a shvua, not my lekuch is going to make a shvua, alayich v'al yarshayich v'abam v'shuseich, the halacha is ein yachal ashbia. Our Mishnah says this before. Ein yachal ashbia loy hu below yarshav. He can make her swear, not the yarshim. Loy bar mesusai loy hi loy yarshav loy bar mesusai. That's what the Tanakhama says. Also, Rav Shimon lemeimar no. Because man should devask ksuba yarshim mashbinoisi. Being machmir, he's saying no. When she asks for a ksuba, mashbia moisa. And it sounds familiar to machlekes. We had this machlekes. Kumifli bechutah of Avishal ben Ima Miriam v'Rabbanon. We had before that Abishal ben Imirim says, Ma Esa, Takanas Chomis to make a Shvua. That's what Abishal said, Ma Esa. This was on yesterday's daf. And on 2 days ago, daf, I think it was. There it says, Ma Esa, but that's the facts. Sak upon him. So here, so the Abishal ben Imirim, Rabbanon, Rashimin holds like Abishal. Rabbanon is Karabanon. So really, this was on daf Pei Zayin, we had this Machlokes on yesterday's daf. And really, so we're saying like this, Abishal holds that even when you speak out clearly, you still have to make a shvua. So Rav Shimon is saying a chumra. Kol zman, she's tevas ksuba, she has to make a shvua, even if he patted her from a shvua. Now, we spoke out on yesterday's shir, so Chalikas was shoinim, what exactly Avishal holds. The argument of the Mishnah is arguing those Lashonis, Anaki and Delaynedes, the Rif learns. This Gemara, Rashi, where Rashi learns, is Klar Araya to Rashi's Pshat. They're arguing everything because they're going on the Mishnah. And there, we're saying that Rav Shimon is arguing like Avishal in the whole Mishnah. So Rav Shimon holds Kavishal. Rabbanon, Rabbanon. Okay, beautiful Pshat. What's wrong with this Pshat? So Maskar Rapapa, so Rapapa is asking Kasha, but he's not really slugging up the Pshat. He says, what's the second line then? Hotena calls Mash Tavask Suvasan is good. But then he says like this. The loss of Rav Shimon is, Einu Tavask Subasa and Yarsh Mashbi Maisa. What are we talking about there? What does that mean? Like, Einu Tavask Subasa, we just said, calls Mash Tavask, we've been saying a Chumrah. What does it mean, Einu Tavask? What does that mean? What's that teaching us? Maikle Meimar, Elam Rapapa. So the Rishonim speak out already, Elam Rapapa is not Elom Rapapa, just Rapapa is going to explain the Pshat in the Sefer of Rav Shimon's words. Lafukim with the Rabbi Eliezer Machu Kosai. What of the Machu Kosai? We had a Mishnah that Pevavan Beis that if you make it Ishtoi Cheminis or Apotropis, you must be a Kosman Shirtza. This is in the husband's lifetime. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Afila Pilcha of Alisasa. Here, this man the Yama is coming to say, Rav Shimon is saying, I argue on that whole thing. There is no such thing as making a wife. Make even if you don't pater to making a shvuas apotropis. That's what Rav Shimon holds. Rav Shimon is makel. The second half is being makel. He says you cannot make a shvuah kol zman sheyirtza. So on one hand he's being machmir. He's saying that any time you collect for the ksuba, you have to make a shvuah even if you gave her a ptur on the shvuah. On the other hand, they're being makel, and he's saying even without a ptur, you cannot make her ever make a shvuas apotropis. So I argue on the whole idea of shvuas apotropis. And there's no such thing as making her make a shua besides when she collects the ksuba. So it comes out, Rav Shimon is being mekel and machmer. The first line calls man being machmer. And second line is being mekel. And that's the final pshat in Rav Shimon's lashon that explains, that we explain what Rav Shimon said at the end of our Mishnah.